July 5th, killing the messenger. When it was day, the Jews formed a conspiracy and bound themselves under an oath, saying that they would neither eat nor drink until they had killed Paul, Acts 23:12. The Jews did not want to follow Jesus, and they wanted to stop Paul from proclaiming his truths. They even planned how they would carry out their dastardly execution. They were so sure of their plan that they took the oath of fasting. Wonder how many of them kept that oath. Being married to a preacher has given me a unique insight to this. Tom never backs down on a truth as revealed in God's Word, and that has led to some very interesting confrontations. People sometimes blame the messenger for the message. When sermons stomp on toes, it sometimes leads to problems, and once in a while, it has erupted into a full-scale battle when a sermon hit home hard about a particular sin. Instead of giving up their sin, they want to give up their preacher. This scenario repeats itself every week in churches all around the world. It would be good to remember that killing the messenger will never kill the message. That's been tried many times, beginning on a blood-stained cross more than 2,000 years ago. Let the messengers live. Kill the sin that's in your heart. Pray for your preacher and all the messengers around the world.